Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Among the last six picks taken, a familiar name if you're a college football fan, Tom Brady, the quarterback who all he did was lead this football team, put them in the right position more times than not. And when he got pulled from the game and Drew Henson came in, Michigan football was not as good as it was when Brady was in.
No question, Mike. Smart experience. This past season, he cut his interception total from 98 and a half, tossed 20 touchdown passes, only six interceptions. Through a touchdown pass, and actually all 16 games he started against Big Ten opposition during his career. Accurate, it was a very catchable ball. He really knows when to take a little off as well. I think that's the key, and he stands in that pocket very tough. He'll take a hit. Question's going to be mobility. Only runs a 5.25 40. And of course, when you have those edge pass rushers, you have to avoid the initial defensive end, the initial pass rusher. Can he do that at the pro level? Going to New England, Drew Bledsoe, his forte certainly isn't mobility. It's dropping back, throwing the football. Brady can do that, and certainly New England's offense already designed for Bledsoe. Now comes Brady. Can he overcome that lack of mobility?
Clouds, clown, ground you like terrible weather. Nobody Sports Hub with Toucher and Rich. Bert Breer is the main man at MMQB. Joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Breer, hello.
Hey, Fred, what's happening?
I'm telling you that 5.240 is very impressive, is what I am telling you. But, Bert, what are you hearing about the NFL season right now?
Well, they're going to put out the schedule after the draft. And, you know, I think they're certainly going to continue to put on this front as if nothing's going to get in the way of their season starting. Which, you know, we've heard it a few times over the course of the last few weeks. And really it's messaging to the sponsors, to the partners, to the advertisers. Because, I mean, as you guys know, this is going to take, it's going to be tough on big business, too. And so they're going to want places that are, you know, dependable to spend their money, and the NFL wants to give them that. That said, I can't imagine they're not going to take every precaution that they – or every – you know, go into this with every sort of contingency plan they possibly could. And so I think when we see the schedule come out after the draft, what you're going to see is a schedule that's built to be shortened. A schedule is going to have fail-safes in it, so they can pull weeks of the schedule out if they need to adjust to what could be a shortened season.
What do you mean by – okay, because I saw people writing that yesterday, and I heard people speaking about the schedule set up to be shortened. Does that mean that, like, the three teams in their division, they would put all of those at the end or at the beginning? That way, if you had to – you'd still be able to – like, you wouldn't play this – they'd make it so you didn't play the same team twice.
Well, so basically, Rich, you can go back and look at the 2011 schedule. I can't remember exactly how they did it, but there were blocks in the schedule where, like, almost the entire, like, weeks, almost entire weeks were all interconference games, right? Like, so they could pull, say, week three out of the schedule or pull week four out of the schedule, and then they backloaded a lot of the division games. So the division games would be at the end of the schedule. And there were just certain things they could do so they could adjust the schedule as they needed to. And I think, you know, if they went to 14 games or they went to 12 games, what you would see them do is probably pull the interconference games out. So it would almost be like baseball was back in the day, you know, where you had the American League and National League wouldn't play each other until the World Series. Like, if they were going to go to 12 games, that's the way they would probably do it, where they would pull, you know, the Patriots, their four NFC games would come off the schedule then. And so you would be going into, you know, huh?
How lucky for the Patriots. I mean, how lucky for the AFC East.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's a brutal schedule. So
yeah, they have the NFC West this year. So, yeah, but I mean, I think that would probably be the way they would do it. And that's the way, again, if you guys go look at the 11 schedule, and I can't remember exactly how they did it, like what weeks were. Like, there was a block of weeks in the middle of the schedule. And I know, if I remember right, they could pull that the couple blocks of games completely out if they needed to. Because, of course, they were looking at, okay, if the lockout bleeds into August or early September, we're going to need to be ready to have a shorter season.
Does it have – now, is there any discussion about moving the starting date of the season? I know college football, the reason they proposed doing that is because more than likely for the fall semester, students aren't going to be back, so they're not going to be able to do it. But, I mean, could the NFL look at the benefits of something like that and go, what if we just picked it up and moved it to a later date? Has that even been discussed?
So, you know what's difficult about that, though, is – that moving the Super Bowl would be really difficult. I mean, like, that's because the hotel rooms, the convention space, all that different stuff. Moving the Super Bowl is enormously difficult. And if you guys remember, this actually happened. The first year the Patriots won the Super Bowl because of 9/11 in 2001, if you guys remember, they canceled all the games that one week, right? And I can't remember exactly how they fixed the schedule, but they did wind up playing a full 16-game schedule. And the way they did it was they, instead of moving the Super Bowl back, they just eliminated the Super Bowl bye week. So the reason why, if I remember right, was because Mardi Gras was the week after the Super Bowl. And so they couldn't, all the hotel rooms were gone. So the week after the Super Bowl, there was no way they could have possibly staged a Super Bowl a week later. So they basically had to adjust the schedule around the Super Bowl city. And so I can't sit here and tell you I know what Tampa's got going on in February of 2021, but generally the amount of hotel rooms, the amount of convention space, all that different stuff makes it really, really hard to move the Super Bowl.
Do you know how much money, what percentage of the NFL's gross is from actual fans in stands? Like this, or I know they get so much from TV. Like, is it almost something that, like, if you're an owner, it's not that, I mean, obviously it hits your bottom line, but it's not that big of a deal if you don't end up having fans?
I can tell you in one sentence the way the owners look at this, okay? In one sentence, the owners look at the fans in the stands as a studio audience. I mean, that's the way, that's what it is.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And it's unlike any other sport. And basketball and hockey and baseball to a much larger degree, losing the gate is a big deal. You know what I mean? Like, it's really a big deal for those sports. For football, losing the gate isn't that big a deal because the TV money is so enormous. And so, it's going to hurt, no question. It could affect the salary gap, you know? Like, I think it could take enough of a chunk out of the total revenue where you could see the salary cap affected a little bit in 2021, because the revenues might be down in 2020. But, you know, as far as their bottom line, the most important thing is that they have something to put on the television. And so, again, like, I think the NFL looks at their in-stadium fans a little bit different than any other sport. Again, like, in the grander scheme of things, it really is sort of a studio audience for the TV show.
Okay, if there's no season, let's say for some reason, and that's still a possibility, let's say there just ends up not being a season, would someone like Brady still have 2 years in Tampa Bay, or would that take care of one of the years?
On his contract, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I this has actually come up before with guys who've held out and stuff. In almost every one of those situations, contracts have told. What it means if contract told, it just means everything rolls over for a year. The whole league, I don't know. I mean, if you're a player, you're going to be a little upset about that because, you know, every year your clock's ticking, right?
Yeah.
So if you're like a 27-year-old player and your contract's set up for you to be a free agent again when you're 29, and now you're not going to be a free agent until you're 30, well, you're going to be upset about that, right?
Right.
That's taking a year off of your football life. And so, I know the way it works now, and the way it works now is that if you don't show up by a certain date, it adds to your contract. If you want to go all the way back for a local example, when Logan Mankins held out that 1 year, I think he showed up with like 7 or 8 games left on the schedule, and he had to for the year to count. If guys are on the roster for less than 6 games, I think their contract tolls. for another year. And so, you know, if this went the way that every other contract goes, then everybody's contract would fall. I would have to think that the players union would want to negotiate something there because, you know, obviously for older players, especially, you know, pushing their free agency or whatever it is back another year would be a serious, serious thing.
All right, Bert, there's people are reporting that Brian Hoyer could be quarterbacking this team. He could be the starting quarterback in the beginning of the season. What are you hearing about that?
I think that they have to make Jared Stidham earn it. And I would have been, just knowing the way the program works, I would have been stunned if it went any other way. They weren't going to hand Jared Stidham the job. My sense is there will be a rookie in here to compete too. And, you know, so I think as much as anything else, this is making Jared Stidham on the job. That said, they have to see him, right? Like, they have to see what he's got. And You can learn a lot about a guy in practice, but you don't know, especially at that position, you don't know until he's actually out there playing in game. And he actually has teams game planning against him, and he actually has to make an adjustment after he's played four or five games, and other teams have an idea what his strengths and weaknesses are. And so, a big part of 2020 to me is getting a read on what you have in Jared Stidham, and, you know, maybe additionally a rookie who could be on the roster in a few weeks. You know, but you have to make him earn it too. And that's just sort of, I think that's sort of any young player in Belichick's program. I don't think Hoyer's going to be a starter. I think he's a heck of an insurance policy if things go the wrong way. Because he knows the system and he knows the program so well. But I think the idea in 2020 is going to be getting a good overall read on the quarterback position, and you sort of already know what you have in Hoyer.
What did you make of Vegas having the Patriots at 8.5?
That's actually the first I've heard it.
Yeah, yesterday they came out. It's the lowest over-under total since 2003.
I would take the over. I still think Boston's going to have to get you 9 wins. Even if, like, you know, Stidham has some bumps or a rookie has some bumps at quarterback, I would still take the over. And part of it's the division. Now, I think Buffalo's going to be really good. Like, I think Buffalo, to me, there's a ton of pressure on the Bills now because they are the favorite. They've had a few years to build the thing now. Josh Allen's going into year 3, and there's real-life talent on that roster. And so I think Buffalo comes into the year, they should be the presumptive favorite in the division. But Miami's still rebuilding. We don't know where the Jets are. And so, you know, the same advantage that the Patriots have had for the last 20 years and that the division's been a little uneven, you still sort of have that. I mean, Miami's probably going to be playing a rookie at quarterback. The Jets have almost an entirely new offensive line. Is it hard to envision the Patriots going 4-0 against those two teams? And then you're halfway to 8-8. Right? So
right.
I certainly think that Belichick is going to find a way. And if you split with Buffalo, that's 5 wins. I certainly think Belichick is going to find a way to at least get the team to around 500.
All right, Bert. I don't know if you saw NBA's horse production that they did on ESPN, but it was just fantastic. I mean, it didn't look at all like it was being broadcast on a computer from 1993. But
I was wondering if you were being sarcastic when you started talking about it. And, yeah, I got my confirmation there. I was actually excited for it. I thought it would be kind of cool. And, I was wrong.
Yeah, you were. The best is when they did the one on Thursday, after getting killed on Sunday, they did absolutely nothing to polish it. Like, they were just like, all right, we know it's awful. I'm not going to even put any effort into this. It's just like they just wrote it off and said, let it air as is. But watching that, though, it kind of shows the difficulty of having a quality product when you have something virtually recorded. What do you think the draft is going to be? Do you think there's going to be anything close to what the horse tournament was, or do you believe with all of this money and time and people watching invested that they're going to be able to hopefully, you know, polish this thing?
I don't know. I mean, it's weird. Have you guys watched any of, like, you know, ESPN or NFL Network or any, like, it looks fine. It looks okay.
It does. Right? They do an okay job, except for horse. It just sucks.
Yeah, it looks okay. You know, so I think what's interesting about it, though, is I think it looks okay because our expectations are fairly low, and we all understand what's going on here, right? Like, I think anybody who's reasonable as well, and I I look, like, the fact that the producers are pulling this off, I mean, credit to them. Like, I know that can't be easy to make it look good in everybody's house, you know? But I think part of that is that our expectations are somewhat low. It's like, okay, like, you know, we understand these people are in a, you know, tough spot trying to make it look professional and everything else. Our expectations are going to be higher for the draft, right? Like, we're used to the draft looking a certain way. So I think there's going to be a certain public, like, segment of the population that hasn't been watching, like, what's been on sports TV over the last few weeks. And they're going to have that same sort of shock that you had watching the horse tournament. You know, they're going to expect, like, okay, like, this is what the NFL draft looks like. And they're going to turn it on. And it's going to be like, oh, my God, what is this? You know, so it's certainly not going to look like the NFL draft normally looks. That said, they're building a lot of fail safes into it. They're building a lot of contingencies into it. You know, I mean, there's the IT people on site with, you know, the GMs and the coaches and all that different stuff. They're, you know, they've built an infrastructure that's sort of interesting to make sure nothing goes wrong. But I it's hard to imagine they're going to be capable of making it look like anything close to what it normally looks like.
That's what the horse tournament sounded like.
It sounded like. Yeah. It's amazing that a local radio show can sound better than something they broadcast. All right, Bert Breer.
Guys, I literally thought my phone was cutting out there.
Same with me. Same with me. I thought, I'm like, oh, boy, I lost
connection. That's the broadcast.
All right.
Yeah,
okay, I got respect to the young fella.
All right, Bert Breer.
Oh my God!
From MMQB, thank you so much for the time.
I mean, I sort of hope the draft sounds like that for, like, comedy purposes. You know, you guys are a ton of material.
I don't know. I just need the draft to be something.
Let's go to Andy Reid now. It's a
glad.
Actually, it'd be. Let's go to Andy Reid.
Yeah, exactly. He's just farted into the microphone. All right, yeah. Bert Breer. Thank you so much for the time, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, take it easy. We'll be right back.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich. This guy is a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Like they always say, it's good for the geese. It's always good for the gander. Irish sailor.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And, Dan O'Brien, here's how this works, is that we're all broadcasting remotely, Rich, Wallach and I, and if you talk into the mic during the breaks, you can talk to our producer, Dan O'Brien, and depending on who's talking, and then he can talk back to us.
Depending on who's talking.
Yeah, okay. So, Dan, what's been happening this morning?
John is a little bit more talkative than most, and I appreciate it. I really do. But I made a mention earlier in the 6 o'clock hour. I said, "Hey, it's because John was like, "Hey, it's Friday." He's all excited, and I said, "Yeah, whatever. The days don't really matter." And
yeah, said, what's he so excited
he's
about?
So excited. He hasn't left his house.
It's Friday. I mean, like, okay.
Exactly.
I mean, like, what are we going to do?
It's no Friday. Homeschooling tomorrow, Fred. That's how I see it.
Yeah, okay. That's how I look at it now. 2 days of that homeschooling.
Yeah, but I mean,
Fred,
at least
yesterday,
that's something
to do. I'll just add this. This is the only thing I'll bitch about today, is that I was taking a nap yesterday, and I was awakened abruptly by something smashing me in the face. My son Hank had to download an app for one of his classes that he had to use, and he was holding the iPad over my face so the facial ID would approve the purchase of this app, and he ended up dropping it directly onto my nose, like right on the corner. Like, bah! So I woke up like seeing red. Like, what the hell was that? That's what homeschooling is. That's what it's become.
I couldn't nap yesterday, so that happened again. I did sleep last night, but
well, good for you, Jesus.
Yeah, thank you. But John has been okay. So John is very
so he's a little talkative this morning, and he's all about the Friday. You know, it's one of those. Hey, it's Friday. I'm like, okay. And then I just decided to say to him, "Did you see the weather forecast?" And John, you at first dismissed it and said, "No, I did not." But since then, have you changed your tune a little bit?
It's gonna snow tomorrow. Yeah, it's going to snow a lot.
Or tonight.
It's a lot. Like 2 to 5 inches, they're saying. Whoa. A little bit inland. Yep, 2 to 5 inches.
Yeah, like 128 West, Fred. This is, yeah, there's accumulating snow coming tonight.
2 to 5 inches?
Yes.
Yep. West of 128, 2 to 5 inches.
So we're trapped inside, and now we can't go outside because
you can go outside to shovel.
Well, I'm not shoveling.
I mean,
what the hell's the point?
It'll probably melt, but just the fact that it's going to be April 18th, and yeah. John Wall, the minute you told him that, was it just like...
No, I don't have to drive anywhere now.
Started his car up just for the hell of it.
Yeah, I don't have to drive, so I'm good.
He's going to pull in backwards and
put the wipers up.
Start it.
I've never met anyone more, like, flipped out about weather than John Wall.
Well, John has an excuse because he got trapped in a snowstorm one time.
Twice.
And had to, like, you know, flee.
Dig my way out, yeah.
By the way, you're screwed tomorrow if you get stuck because no one's helping you.
Exactly.
So, yeah, because no one's going to get within 6 feet of you. So you're screwed. But that is, so 2 to 5 inches in April.
Yeah,
two to five inches in April. By the way, this is the end of times. Then, I mean, this is truly the end of times.
Right? When do the locusts show up?
Well, I mean, there's a virus that is invisible in the air, and then on April 18th, it's snowing.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 to 5 inches of snow, 5 inches of snow is a substantial amount of snow.
Yes,
I mean that is
you
over
call
your
off school if you had it.
Yeah, if you had 5 inches of snow, they'd call off school. I mean, come on. I mean, we've had enough. I mean, this is enough. Oh my goodness!
Yeah, it's funny. I've got a buddy who lives real close to where that huge sinkhole was in the city the other day. And he goes, just like, the businesses around there are ruined. There's one restaurant that just like took pictures.
Oh, flooding.
The flooding that was downtown where that sinkhole was. And it's, you know, there's businesses that are just ruined. So it's like, on top of that, you've got this virus, you've got flooding, like epic biblical flooding because of a sinkhole. And now you have snow. You're right, Fred. It's the end of times. We're all going to die. It's
next
all,
will be
all
the locusts.
That's right. As I said, the locusts are next. You know, okay,
if you believe in the law of averages, something good has got to happen.
We're all due.
Right. 2021 is going to be effing amazing.
Yeah.
No. It's got to happen before that.
Says who? Says who?
The law of averages. If all of this horribleness is happening right now, if you're a gambling man and you're at a table. And you have an unlimited budget, and you hit, you crap out every hand of blackjack that you have, 30 hands in a row, you gotta win one.
Right.
So, it's just the law of averages.
You may have to wait a while, though, Fred.
Right.
You may have to wait a long time.
Oh, man, I hope not. Let's hope not. I mean, And to think of it, too, there's a chance, like, you might have been robbed of watching the Bruins win the Stanley Cup. That's another thing, too.
Yeah.
No. I mean, that all goes hand-in-hand with the virus. So that's just going on with the virus.
Well, you lost Brady, right? That counts.
Yeah, you got that. But then again, that's not really...
No, I'm talking about things of... That was just something that happened business-wise. I'm talking about nature. And just something... Well, you know what they did is that they gave us the no snow this winter. And so they said you weren't trapped inside this winter.
So maybe, Fred, this is the law of averages. Maybe the bad stuff is equal to what we didn't get.
They said don't get so cute.
You said it, Fred. The minute you're feeling nice and happy in the world, you got the world on a string, here comes Mother Nature flipping you double freedom rockets saying, well, how about a virus?
Yep. And then how about this? And then, by the way, the cold doesn't kill the virus. Because at least you could have that. No. If they said, okay, you know, it's going to kill a little bit of the virus, you'll get a little respite. But nope, that's not happening. All right, speaking of the virus, we're going to have on a doctor from Mass General Hospital in just a moment. Here are the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Don't be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
They're very big.
The Sports Hub, Dr. Brett Nicholson is the Senior Vice President for Development and former Chief Medical Officer at Mass General Hospital. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate it. If you would like to donate money through Healthcare Heroes, you can go to 98.5thesportshub.com/heroes. So, Dr. Nicholson, Mass General has been a leading institution during the pandemic. And what's going on? Can you give us a update about how the hospital is responding?
Well, we're responding well, primarily because we actually started preparing for this at the end of January. We have something we call an incident command system that we started after 9/11 to prepare for disasters. That group meets twice a day. It's about 130 people. And the first thing we did was making sure we had the capacity in terms of beds, in terms of equipment, and in terms of the staff to adequately staff the intensive care unit beds. And so far, we're keeping up. I'd say the staff is working incredibly hard. They're focused, purposeful, supportive, but actually very realistic about the enormity of the task at hand.
I can't imagine what it's like being there on the front lines during this is all happening. Can you kind of just provide an insight as to what that day is like? Like what these people are experiencing who are working on the front lines every day during the COVID-19 crisis?
Yeah, so I think the first thing is that we're used to working, hard, very hard, doing our best. But The thing that's different about this pandemic is not only are our staff working very hard, but they're also dealing with the very real concern about their own personal safety in terms of contracting this virus. If you look at the emergency department, on a busy day, an average day, they might intubate maybe two patients, possibly three patients. During this a crisis, they're intubating as many as 10 or 11 patients in the emergency department per day. In terms of our intensive care unit, on average, we ventilate maybe 40 patients a day. As of yesterday, we were ventilating 161 patients. Oh, wow. We usually have one of our four ICUs that's dedicated to ventilating patients with respiratory diseases. Earlier this week, we stood up our 10th intensive care unit. So just to give you an idea of just the intensity and how this hospital has really had to pivot on a dime to change itself.
Well, it's interesting that you guys knew about this at the end of January. You guys were ahead of the government. But, all right, so people, if they're donating through Healthcare Heroes, that initiative, how are the funds going to be used? It's supporting the Mass General's Emergency Response Fund. How, if I donate by going to 985thesportshub.com/heroes, where is that money going to? Where is it going to be used?
Well, the first thing, if you've got a particular area that you want those funds channeled to, all you have to do is just designate, I'd like to go to sort of the following areas. And let me just give you a short list of some of the things that are being supported. As far as patients go, these funds have used to expand testing. We created a patient a COVID hotline or coronavirus hotline for patients, actually in multiple languages to make sure that we're reaching our entire patient population. We've expanded telemedicine so that patients don't have to come into the hospital for visits. These can be done by video chat or telephone, and also increased home monitoring for patients. It also goes for equipment, the personal protective equipment, ventilators, these ECMO or heart-lung machines that are actually not only keeping people alive, but some are recovering and being discharged. The money's going to support clinical trials, vaccine development, supporting our employees, providing hotel rooms for them, food, and defraying child care costs for employees who now have school-aged children at a home. So that's just a short list of the things that these funds are going for.
Well, Dr. Nicholson, everyone's kind of looking for some way to help, and that's why this is nice that this has been set up. Once again, you can donate to the Healthcare Heroes by visiting 985sportshub.com/heroes. But if there's other ways that people also want to help, what else can people do? How about along the lines of preventing the spread of COVID-19? What can people be doing right now?
Well, I'd say if we are incredibly fortunate to be living in Massachusetts. We have gifted leadership at the state level. We've got gifted leadership at the level of the city of Boston, and we are blessed with the number of nationally recognized healthcare institutions that are not only leading the region, but actually leading the world. So if I had one message, and one message only, it's follow the guidelines. Those guidelines are beginning to flatten the curve, but follow the guidelines.
Okay, so if I may ask you something. So you just mentioned they're beginning to flatten the curve. Any semi-positive news? Just anything?
Hope.
Because I can't differentiate. I can't from the traditional news media. It's very frustrating. I can't really figure out what's going on. There's kind of the ancillary things that they're talking about. Anything remotely positive that you can tell me, Dr. Nicholson?
Okay, well, listen, I think you'll appreciate where I'm coming from on this one when I say nobody in leadership wants to get over their skis on this one. But I can say that I am moderately encouraged. And again, I can't say it's a definite trend, but I am moderately encouraged that what we've been seeing is actually a slowing of the rate of rise of admissions to the hospitals. and that if that trend continues, I think this surge that we're in, we may well be at the peak and seeing it go down by early next week. But again, I can't say it's definitely a definite, but we are seeing that trend right now.
But right, don't ease that, up, right? That's the thing, is that don't ease up.
Do not ease up. No.
Yeah. So the key thing here is, it's impossible to convince people of the accident that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But as a result of these guidelines that Governor Baker and Mayor Walsh put into place, I mean, we are definitely seeing a result of this pandemic that is far less disastrous than it would have been.
All right. Well, everyone can help out. 985thesportshub.com/heroes. Dr. Britt Nicholson, thank you for all you do. And Senior President for Development at Mass General Hospital, thank you for all you do. And thank you for giving us a sliver of hope there. Thank you much.
And listen, can I just say a big shout out to 98.5 and what you're doing, not only in terms of supporting the Emergency Response Fund, but just the morale boost that it gives our staff to know that individuals like you and that your company cares. Thank you.
Well, no, that's right. Help. I mean, listen, it's the, obviously the paltry. Show,
the Toucher and Rich Show is responsible for so many good things. But Dr. Nicholson, thank you so much for the time, sir.
You're welcome.
All right, we appreciate it. So there you go.
You know, Fred, you're talking about like positive news and things like that. Like the one thing that this whole pandemic has done is it has shown like who is like a solid leader and who are the crazies in all of this. Not even just leaders, but like people that, are so-called experts and things like that. Like, put it this way, I was kind of give or take on Marty Walsh. I had no reason not to like him, whatever. I think he's done a great job. Like, that's one thing. Like, under pressure, I think he's done a good job. I think Charlie Baker's done a good job. And you look at them compared to many other states, and it really stands out and makes you go, all right, well, these guys got it figured out. But then there's people like talking head doctors on TV that you're starting to find out, all right, maybe these guys are just complete idiots.
Well, there's a guy on Twitter that I follow who's a doctor, and it's the only and this is pathetic. It's the only information that is of any use to me. Mm-hmm. Like, everything is so sensationalized and it's not, when you go to the news, the number one thing you want to see is what is the going on with the pandemic in terms of
facts?
If it's slowing down.
Yeah, numbers. That's what you're looking for.
Yeah, numbers. Numbers, numbers, numbers,
numbers, numbers, numbers. Right.
But that's what I want to see. But there's so much ancillary crap that I just want, like, one link. Just give me one link that just has easily 515-75. Just hey, give me one link that takes me. Come on now, hey, this evil is going to happen if you don't get the football season.
Numbers.
But just give me one link that I just can click on.
Yeah.
And it's an easily understandable graph that an idiot like me that I can see that, because I have become very frustrated with the mainstream media during this.
But it's things it's like, there's people who probably never thought they'd be tested. Like the guy who checks you out at the grocery store. And now you're looking and you're going, all right, that dude's kind of a badass. He actually had a moment in his life that he was like, the world knows that this guy's going out there and he's risking his ass.
And then we'll all forget about it. And then next year he'll just be a guy at the
maybe that's the case. But I mean, it's like this is one of those times where you got to see how people react under pressure. And it's been really educational and sometimes surprisingly, sometimes obviously it pisses you off. But there's sometimes where you're surprised, and in a good way, and you're like, all right, well, now I feel better about X person.
So it's just, I mean, the doctor stuff. You saw yesterday, Dr. Oz was like, I think, you know, kids, we should send kids back to school because as of right now, only 2-3% of them, there's a mortality rate. I think people would be willing to give that up. And I'm like, 2-3% of the kids going back to school? And he had to issue some, like, retraction.
Wait,
from
2-3% of kids?
Oh, we got to play the clip. It's bat crap insane. Like,
wait,
he came out there and was like,
3% of kids or 2% of three percent of all people?
He said. No, he said a mortality rate of 2-3% if you sent the kids back to school. And I was like, yo, my
3% of kids, his opinion is 3% of the kids would die.
You have to hear, I'll play when we come back. Because
first of all, that can't be right, but okay. I mean, and by the way, about that is wrong. There's no way. There's all right. Forget it. I'll respond.
I want you to hear
it. There's not a chance in hell that 3% of children. Okay,
that's a lot.
I mean, it's just so crazy.
About
I want you
it
to
is
hear
wrong.
It.
Yeah, I mean, everything about 3%. So 3 out of 100 kids would die. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yes. Yeah, certainly. What a dumbass.
Well, no, but even if you think that, even if you think he's dumb because
no,
of that,
I know.
He was selling that
ways.
As if that's a
I
good
know,
trade-off.
I know.
Like, that's a trade-off.
No, I know. Everything about it is dumb. 3 out of 100 kids, and then, oh, well, that's okay. 3 out of 100 kids. That's like 3 kids in, like, every grade.
That's taking a child out of every grade and killing them. It's every class, like every classroom.
I know,
it's basically
like
going
okay,
to a classroom.
I,
going, okay,
I know,
you
I know.
Out.
Everything's wrong. There's no way that's right, and there's yeah. no, and then it's completely unacceptable.
But what it's showing is it's exposing people who are just
yeah. Go
maniacs.
Crawl into a fake colon.
And by the way, I was the one who booked him for our show before, and the reason I booked him is because he was a dude who had the ear of the president, and we kind of killed him on the show. But still, even now, I feel like awful for even just like having that guy anywhere near our show.
I mean, what do we know? All right, we'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real-money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, MA.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
No, Fred, come on, man. This is a family radio show.
No, it's not. Not really.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
You puny protozoa. So minute you didn't know the gang has been watching you, but instead of just squashing you, I'm scooping you up out of the muck you wallowing like a chief chemist. Other scientists are following, planning to examine you.
Is John Danson?
I'm clever with science, but never relying on
I love this song. I love this song. Yeah, he left the house. All right, Rich. All right, play me this Dr. Oz nonsense. I'm having a lot of trouble navigating mainstream media. It's giving me no information that I care about. I absolutely am not concerned about what the president refers to this virus as. I am absolutely not concerned about the politics behind it. I want facts, which are impossible to get unless I follow Dr. Steve, who's a guy that's been on Opie and Anthony regularly.
Steve Brule? It's for help.
That's right. I follow Dr. Steve Brule. All right. Rich, okay, play me this Dr. Oz nonsense.
Okay, so once again, as I was saying, we're starting to learn, and this is bringing out the best and the worst in people. It's kind of exposing people for being phonies and, you know, people for being heroes. Let's get to the phonies. Dr. Oz yesterday was on, it might have been the day before yesterday, he was on Sean Hannity's show, and he was trying to advocate getting kids going back to school, and sure, here's what he had to say.
And then you would
I'm sorry, Fred, what was that?
Because, you know, you would like to think kids could go back to school, that they could get back to socializing. You would think that that's a good idea, but then you want to know, oh, okay, so you're thinking, Rich, at this point, it's good news. The kids go back, and, you know, this has been very tough on them mentally. Okay, so let me hear what Dr. Oz has to say.
Well, first, we need our mojo back. Let's start with things that are really critical to the nation where we think we might be able to open without getting into a lot of trouble. I tell you, schools are a very appetizing opportunity. I just saw a nice piece in The Lancet arguing that the opening of schools may only cost us 2-3% in terms of total mortality. And, you know, that's any life is a life lost. But to get every child back into a school where they're safely being educated, being fed, and making the most out of their lives with a theoretical risk on the backside, it might be a trade-off some folks would consider.
Okay. All right. First of
only
all,
2-3%.
First of all, okay, let me break down everything that's wrong with that. First of all, he read it. Okay, so, like, thanks, Dr.
Oz. So he thought this out, right? Enough to write it out.
No, he didn't write it. He read it. So what he's doing right now is he's, okay, I'm going to tell you everything that's wrong with this. He read this. So Dr. Oz, the big expert, picked up a magazine or something, just like we all could, and is relaying this information. Second of all, there's no way if kids go back to school, there's a 2-3% mortality rate. If you think of that, three kids or teachers out of 100 are going to die?
Well, Fred, even if
Hang on. I have points. I have points. Hang on. Obviously, I'll get to the obvious one in a second. But the idea that, like, oh, yeah, three kids and teachers out of 100 are just going to vanish, die, not get the coronavirus, but die, is ridiculous. Now, obviously, the third point is that you're willing to let 3 out of 100 people die to get kids back in school. Look, I want my kids back in school. Their mental health is very concerning to me, and I would like them back in school. But the idea that 3 out of 100 people would perish, and that's a trade-off you're willing to make, is insanity. I mean, he read it. There's no way it's right. And third of all, what is he going to do now? How could he be on television again? I mean, how could he possibly be on television again? I mean, he didn't swear or make an offensive joke or, like, screw up a word. He relayed something he read and he mentioned what it was. I have no idea what he's referring to. He gave, there's very false information. There's no way that's true. And third of all, he accepts the death of 3 out of 100 people to get kids back in school. I mean,
How do you ever have him on? I mean, think about it this way too. Even if he's like totally fine with it, if there's 300 million people in the world, that means at 2%, that's like 6 million people die.
Right.
It's cool, man. It's worth it. Get the kids back in school.
No, but he's saying that in schools.
I know. Well, let's.
How many kids are in a school? How many kids and teachers are in a big high school?
Oh, I mean, my class had almost 400 kids in it.
Okay, so 400 kids. So 3, 6, 9, 12. So 12 kids would die. 12 teachers and kids would die. And oh my God,
per grade.
He's wow, that's dumb.
Well, you want to hear something else dumb? Let's go to our friend Dr. Phil. Here's what he had to say yesterday as well.
250 people a year die from poverty. And the poverty line is getting such that more and more people are going to fall below that because the economy is crashing around us. And they're doing that because people are dying from the coronavirus. I get that. But look, the fact of the matter is we have people dying. 45,000 people a year die from automobile accidents, 480,000 from cigarettes, 360,000 a year from swimming pools. But we don't shut the country down for that. But yet we're doing it for this. And the fallout is going to last for years because people's lives are being destroyed.
Dr. Phil, I've never caught a case of the car accidents before from someone standing next to me.
I mean, whatever. I mean, that's his opinion. That's not nearly as... That's not... You can't play that after Dr. Oz. I mean, Dr. Oz hit a home run.
Was he secretly gay?
I mean, that's Dr. Phil's opinion. I mean, you can have an opinion. Can't.
Well, it's a dumb opinion.
But it's to his opinion. I'm not going to dismiss his opinion.
By the way, if someone makes a good point on Twitter, Dr. Oz started that statement by saying, America needs to get its mojo back.
Yeah,
Like, you know, let's talk about debt. Let's get some mojo back here.
See, if you have an opinion that I don't agree with, that's fine. I'm not going to get on Dr. Phil for that opinion. I mean, it's his opinion. But if you're the medical expert that comes on, I mean, Jesus. I mean, 2 to 3% of... now we're never going back to school. Because people are going to hear that and they're going to freak out. I mean, you know...
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.